FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Chatsworth ward councillor is calling for an investigation into allegations of negligence at RK Khan Hospital. Tony Govender says a 40-year-old Silvergain woman who was heavily pregnant was allegedly turned away from the hospital this week. He says an apparent misdiagnosis by staff led to her being given medication to relieve hernia pain. The woman later gave birth at home. But medics from Amawele Emergency Services say when they arrived to assist, her newborn baby girl was declared dead. Govender says it's not the first time this has happened.
I am totally disappointed and shocked. This is now, it seems to be the second incident that's happening in the area in Silver Glen. Recently, about 2 or 3 months ago, a couple had a similar problem where a baby had lost its life. And there was also allegations reported at RK Khan's hospital, where that child also was sent home, where the child supposed to have been under ICU. And after the child was sent home, and then a couple of weeks later, the child passed on. What is going on in this hospital, we don't know.
KZN Health says it will look into the matter. The Jacob Zuma Foundation says the former president is consulting his legal team about his expulsion from the ANC. On Friday, the party upheld its disciplinary committee's decision to remove Zuma as a member. It follows his suspension in January after he endorsed and campaigned for the newly formed MK Party ahead of the May elections. Zuma was still a member of the ANC, which said he had undermined and violated its rules. In a statement through his foundation, he says he rejects the authority of the ANC under Cyril Ramaphosa's leadership to expel him from the movement he's dedicated his life to serving. The foundation's Mzwanele Manyi told Newsroom Africa that Zuma will announce his next steps after consultations.
The side of his ACC, President Zuma, has not been aired. Nobody has answers because President Zuma hasn't been given a proper right of reply. So all of those matters will be dealt with at the appropriate forums. All I can say to you is that it's not over yet.
A landslide triggered by heavy rains has killed 9 people in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Authorities say the victims include a mother and her 7 children who died when their home was engulfed by mudslides in Gubi yesterday. Several homes, fields and an agricultural structure were also destroyed. And finally, BirdLife South Africa has named the red-billed oxpecker as their Bird of the Year for next year. The bird will be celebrated throughout 2025. Oxpeckers are known for helping to control tick populations and providing an early warning system of approaching danger for its hosts. Your top story, a Chatsworth ward councillor is calling for an investigation into allegations of negligence at RK Khan Hospital. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.